и вот за это.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And it's the day after Thanksgiving. You know what that means?
Oh, it was like we're not recording that.
We're not.
That, yeah, it is.
No, we're recording the day before Thanksgiving. We're releasing the day after Thanksgiving, which means
what
you've all watched The Irishman, what, 8 times? Can you even watch it 8 times?
So how many hours has it been since the day it came out? Divided by 4?
It hasn't been out long enough for me to have watched it, really.
But it has been out long enough for you to make a meme out of the 6 words that Anna Paquin says mixed with the Wendy Williams clip.
God, this feels like Spawn. I have to say it's not, because this is just the most ridiculous thing in the world. Listen to this. We got Anna Paquin's 6 lines.
This isn't Spawn because we're not encouraging you to watch The Irishman. We're encouraging you to see the 6 words that Anna Paquin says.
Here they are. Here they come.
Why? Why? Why haven't you called Joe?
Why haven't you called Joe? Oh, it's 7 words. Daily Mail got it wrong. That's 7 words. It's 3 whys.
Why haven't you called Jeff?
Why haven't you called Joe?
Wait, him Joe? Him Joe, not Jeff.
Why haven't you called Joe?
Him Joe. No, him?
It's not him. Why haven't you called him Joe? Why haven't you called Joe?
The
whole movie, she's like,
Jeff.
How dare you not call this person by his nickname?
Why didn't you call Jeff?
Joe.
why
I'm not sure
you
which
Joe?
Character is Joe. I'm not sure if that's young Robert De Niro, old Robert De Niro, young Joe Pesci, old Joe Pesci. Who else is in this? Al Pacino? Old Al Pacino, young Al Pacino, Camilla Maroney. I don't know. Is Camilla Maroney in this?
I don't think so, but she
Did
should
Al Pacino
be.
Did Al Pacino scam her into this movie?
I mean, this is the one movie she hasn't scammed her way into in this year.
Buddy, you gotta put my daughter-in-law, I don't even know what she is, my stepdaughter in this movie. She's a great actress.
Wait,
she dated Leo.
Your Pacino is literally
not even,
like one of
the
your
worst.
Better impressions.
Wait, I actually think that's my worst
ever
impression.
No, it's actually good. No, it was good, though. It was good.
But it was a specific... Did you see that Al Pacino quote where he was like, I'm in movie. I like being in bad movies because I make them mediocre.
Also,
isn't
if you don't
amazing?
Think he calls her like Camilla Maroney, like he calls her by like the most old, like authentic Italian
Camilla.
Way that he can musk.
Yeah, I wonder when I'll watch The Irishman. You know what I watched last night?
Yeah.
The Good Liar.
What's that again?
The one where Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen like... It's a cat and mouse game, but they're old.
Or who's the good liar?
Well, that's the whole question, Lindsay. He is, but is there
Wait,
a better
is
liar?
Is it good? Do you know what I watched last night?
You know
of-
what else? I watched it for free. I wouldn't have paid for it, but it was great. If when you if you can watch it for free somewhere, if it's on a plane, if it's on a screener,
I won't be. I won't be. I watched last night. I also watched for free with my mom, Judy.
Wait, you watched it?
Yeah, I watched Judy with my mom. She wanted to watch Judy.
You didn't tell me you actually watched it. You just said your mom wants. I like that you call your mom Allison. You were like, Allison wants to watch Judy. Did Allison like it?
You know, she did. It ended and we both were like, that was sad. But we knew, you know, like how we knew it was going to be
sad. Of course it was
sad. It was just
Turns on
very...
Philadelphia. Wasn't expecting that.
The problem with like doing an impression of Judy Garland is like, her impression, like doing an accurate impression of her comes off like an insane impression because she really did have like an insane kind of like the way that she spoke was crazy. So
that's the same thing that happened to Jackie. That was the curse of Natalie Portman
exactly,
and Jackie because everyone
exactly.
was like, you're doing a crazy exactly. thing. And everyone was like, that's how Jackie sounded, freak.
So I think so. Renee Zellweger is doing like an
Renee
amazing.
Russo?
Yep. Or whatever. I almost called her Renee Witherspoon. Like, I don't even know what I was doing. Renee Zellweger. She has an incredible. She's like doing an incredible job, but it's almost like watching somebody, a drag queen, because you're like, this is like so over the top. You know, that it can be real, but it is very much real.
How's the little girl who plays young Liza?
Well, so no, it's not young Liza. It's like teenage Liza. And she had 2 younger kids than Liza.
Oh.
So she goes to like a party that's like and she meets like her next husband. And it's like Liza's party who's like older or something like that. And then she has 2 younger kids like the when she married that guy Luft or something. I forget his last name. Lorna Luft is her daughter, and she has another son with this guy.
I really know nothing about Judy Garland, so that's fine.
It's really sad, and it doesn't, it gives, it does that weird thing where it flashes back to her being a kid, and it's like she can't sleep because her mom gave her so many downers and uppers that, like, it just fucked up her, like, cycle for life. So she just, like, is a mess because she can't sleep.
I hate that.
She's just, like, driven crazy by insomnia. Anyways,
yikes. I can't deal with that. But you know what I will say about Judy Garland?
Yeah. What will you say?
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
She's actually not the moment.
Right. Okay, then I'm talking about Anna Paquin in The Irishman. Here's what I have to say about Anna Paquin in The Irishman.
Moment.
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
She is the moment.
She's got a point. Is the I mean, the first time I saw this clip, it was with Baby Yoda, which we'll get into later. Don't worry. But calling Baby Yoda someone who's got a point, is an icon, a legend, and is the moment, is the most accurate summation of Baby Yoda I've ever heard. Having said that, it's time to do comments. You are listening to Who's There, our weekly call-in show where we accept your questions, comments, and concerns at 619-WHO-THEM. We're going to begin with some commentary. We love to begin with commentary. Let's start with this.
I am hanging out in my yard with my cat, which we do, and he just went and peed in some leaves, which he also does, and it only took 7 seconds. So, Bobby, you're a liar. Crunch, crunch.
Bobby, you're a liar. Crunch, crunch.
Listen, caller, crunch, crunch. I'm on nationalgeographic.org and reading a story that says, the new law of urination, colon, mammals take 20 seconds to pee. Call it the other golden rule. Scientists have found that all mammals weigh more than 2.2 pounds.
And you were wrong.
Listen. It's when it's a full bladder. Your cat obviously didn't have a full bladder, caller, because National Geographic, heard of them, says that even a dog takes 24 seconds. A bison, 20 seconds. An African elephant. This graphic is disgusting. It uses milk jugs to show the size of a bladder. So a dog has like a third of a milk jug, and a bison has like 6 milk jugs, and an African elephant has 42 milk jugs.
Jeez.
Just telling you, your cat didn't have to empty his full bladder. Your cat was emptying 7 seconds of a bladder, okay? Caller, that was a third of a bladder.
I just can't believe you think you can get away with lying to our audience
lying.
Like this. Just lying about the smallest things that they catch that I forget immediately. I don't even remember that you said this information.
Honestly, I forgot too. I thought I deleted it, actually. I thought I cut it out. Don't question National Geographic. Caller. Okay, next call.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I'm calling based on your question about divorce. I'm a divorce attorney, and the irreconcilable differences is a result of a move to no-fault divorce. So it used to be that you couldn't just get a divorce if you had irreconcilable differences. You had to have some reason, like infidelity or fraud or something like that. But as states move to no-fault divorce, they came up with this phrase, irreconcilable differences, which is basically, we don't want to be married anymore. But what's interesting is that in New York, it was like one of the last states to move to no-fault divorce. And for a while, they had both options. But before that, you could only divorce if there was some issue that you could prove. And so people would fake infidelity. So they would hire a private investigator to, quote unquote, catch them in an infidelity relationship. So the husband and wife would, like, decide who was going to fake cheat on them, and then they would hire a private eye to, like, catch them cheating so that they could get a divorce. And sometimes judges wouldn't believe it. They would be like, no, this is fake. You have to stay married. So that is infidelity, but infidelity is no longer a, quote unquote, reason for divorce in the law. And in fault divorces, it used to be that you would get extra money or you would get extra stuff if there was infidelity. But now that's not the case. It's no fault all across the board. So just thought that might be useful. And then, Bobby, fraud can be a reason for divorce, but it's more likely a reason for annulment. So something like they tricked you into getting married, and so you want an annulment now based on fraud. So I think that's pretty unlikely, but what do I know? Anyways, hope that's helpful. Crunch, crunch, women don't belong in balloons. Bye.
I bet I could, like, start a law school just from our calls, you know?
Start a law school?
Like a law school for dummies, like a little, you know, a non-accredited law school just from our calls.
Well,
and all you could do is help celebrities get divorces. That's okay, all you could do.
You joke, but Kim Kardashian is literally getting her law degree in California. She doesn't have to go to law school. She's just taking the bar. Did you like?
That's one of that's the California rule. Yeah.
There are plenty of states. I mean, I think there are a few states where you can do that. You don't have to even go to law school for dummies. You can just study these things. You can listen to all the calls that we got about divorce lawyers and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can take the bar. And I'm sure you'd pass, you know? I'm sure you would pass.
Isn't the California bar the hardest one, like, notoriously?
It should be if you don't have to go to law school.
Yeah.
I said that to my dad. I told my dad this fact, and he was like, there are too many lawyers. That's what he said. Too many lawyers.
Hey, you guys, it's Olivia. I had to sign the podcast because you're talking about Justin Timberlake, but then you brought up the trouble with the curb. And pretty funny story, long story short, I went on a date with this guy, and he's like, we, like, went to eat, like, right near his house, and I parked at his house. He's like, why don't you come in? We can watch a movie, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cute, whatever. Like, I'm thinking this dude's hot. He's like, yeah, why don't we watch a movie, The Trouble with the Curve? He's like, yeah, I'm in it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, his name is Jay Galloway, or is it Jay Galloway? No, Jay Galloway, and he's like the surprise twist at the end. I actually never watched it, because I was like, dude, I have to get out of here now that you've said that. Like, just wanting to watch your own movie on a date is just so fucking cringy. But he was like a teen or like early 20s when he filmed it. Anyway, that's the story. Good thorn, bell thorn, crunch, crunch. Bye.
I mean, it's wild to suggest watching Trouble with the Curve on a first date, whoever you are. But
yes,
especially if you are the featured extra in, but like, Trouble with the Curve. You have, like,
no,
one line.
Can I disagree with that? It's bad. To suggest to watch Trouble with the Curve on the first date is bad on any level, even if you're in it, even if you're affiliated with it in the smallest way, even if you're from the town, even if it's based on your life. It's not a good idea. It's not good. No.
He appeared in Trouble with the Curve. He appeared in a movie called Embattled as suited appeared. Reporter. He appeared in The Checklist.
Appeared.
Someone named Livingston. It's just a short film.
So are these the next films that he... These are also films that he makes his first dates watch? You're saying this is his list of films?
He's an icon. He's a legend. And he is the moment. He thought he was the moment, but he's not.
How often are you going to be saying that this episode? Just the entire episode.
I'm going to stop.
This guy, who did he play? In my head, the joke is that he played the curve. Like, I don't know what... I don't remember
He plays a basketball... So it's like, remember that movie? Because they're like baseball scouts. You know?
No,
he's like a baseball scout. He like goes to like high schools and minor league baseball people to like find...
And like, Justin Timberlake is one of those players.
I think he's another scout. I think he's just like... He's a new scout. He's doing it the new way. And Clint Eastwood's doing it the old way. And then Amy Adams is Clint Eastwood's daughter. And she's like, pop, like, whatever. I don't remember. I mean, I've literally seen it three times. I couldn't tell you what happens. But I think he's like the last discovery at the end of Trouble with the Curve.
Three times?
Because I saw it in theaters. Then I watched it again. I don't remember why. And then my parents wanted to watch it. And I was like, I'll watch it again. Whatever.
And then you went on a first date with this guy, and he was like, we have to watch Trouble with
the Curve. Like, get me out of here.
No. You were like, funnily enough, this is the fourth time I'm seeing this film.
Trouble with the Curve. It's cute.
As soon as he comes across the person who says that to him, he'll marry them.
He's like the last person they discover at the end. I think he's like a high school student. And it's like, wow, what an arm on this guy. I think it's one of those things. It's like, wow, we found our next star player or something.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year or something.
Sure, rookie of the year.
Oh, kidoki. Let's do the next one.
Hi, Her Weekly. Long time. Barbara Streisand famously recorded a Christmas album. So I feel like this is just Lea Michele working further towards her goal of being the poor man's modern day Babs. Anyway... Good form, bella form, crunch, crunch. Women don't belong in balloons. Bye-bye.
Okay, interesting argument. I see your argument. And I say Barbra Streisand never starred in an ABC made-for-TV movie about Christmas. But would she have, were she existing today? Perhaps, yes. Perhaps, yes. Yeah,
but she would have written it and directed
Barbara
it as well.
Wrote and directed Yentl. So therefore, until Lea Michele writes and directs Yentl level film, I'm not like a movie that is Jewier than Yentl.
I've never seen Yentl, and it just got added to the Criterion.
Yentl is good.
Is it? It just got. I noticed it was on because I do Criterion Channel, and it got. It was on the top. It was like newly added, and I was like, "Oh, I've never seen Yentl. I should watch Yentl."
It's very weird. Oh my god, it's so weird, but it's not bad. Like, it's not bad. I don't know. I've watched like a lot of Barbara's movies in the past few years. Not even like when I was younger, but recently, and she has some like good stuff. You know, The Way We Were. What was that movie that she was?
The
that
Way We Were.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. The Way We Were. I've seen that. I'm trying to think of all the Barbara Streisand
Funny
movies
Girl
I've seen.
Funny Girl is
I haven't
so
seen many
good.
Have I haven't seen Funny Girl. Girl.
Funny Girl is great. Mm-mm. The sequel to Funny Girl is not great. Are you shocked? Yentl is weird but good. Star is Born is insane.
I've seen Star is Born.
That's insane.
You know what I haven't seen? The Prince of Tides.
What? Weird.
I haven't seen The Mirror Has Two Faces.
Good. That was like her comeback movie almost. Yeah. Like that was like people are like, oh, Barbara. Oh, Barbara. Yeah.
I remember my mom rented The Mirror Has Two Faces when it came out like on tape. And I was like, ooh, can I watch this? And she goes, and vivid memory. She goes, no, this is a mom movie.
I think I remember.
And I couldn't watch Mirror Has Two Faces. And so I always think of it as a mom movie for some reason, just because of that. This is a mom movie.
Truly, you are the age of mom movie. So it's
produced,
like, don't
produced
worry
and directed by Barbara Streisand.
My mom is obsessed
with The Way We Were. That's like one of her favorite movies. Okay.
It's really sweet. She's got some good stuff. I recommend maybe Yentl is the way for you to go first and then go to Funny Girl.
Do you know what Barbara Streisand's Christmas album is called?
Like Mazel Tov, it's Christmas or
no,
like
it's
some
called
kind of
a
wink.
Christmas album. And did you know the cover art is her as the nativity star? She has just embodied the spirit of Christ. I love this woman. Like, look at her. Look at her. She's straight up like, sorry, I'm Jesus. Like,
well, you know, Jesus was a Jew, so
yeah, I know, it's perfect.
That's the kind of thing that you would say.
It's perfect.
No, it's good.
Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Barbara Streisand.
It is, honestly would be cruel of Barbara to not make Christmas music because she would, it's like, it would be cruel for her not to give her voice to these like traditional songs, right? Mm-hmm. It'd be selfish of her, even though she's not Christian.
You know what would be the ultimate Christmas experience?
What?
Doing your Christmas shopping in her mall.
Like in her little doll store in the basement or whatever.
She has a mall in the basement of her house.
Yeah, she's got a mall.
Okay.
I don't think you can buy stuff. I think it's just like set up like a mall. Do they restock it?
I don't know. She's a lunatic, probably.
You think there's like a Circuit City down there?
She's a crazy person. You
know,
if the answer is like, does this weird thing happen in the mall? The answer is yes. There's probably a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf down there. She's got a working Orange Julius.
Wait, question. Oh my God, oh my God, this is a great question. If you had a mall in your basement, what would be in the mall?
Okay. Great American Cookie Company.
No!
Yeah. A Great American Cookie Company.
Okay.
I mean, I would want fast food.
Yeah.
And it would have to be like specific mall fast food. Like, yeah, if I want, like, my favorite fast food would be Taco Bell, but I wouldn't want to, like, that's
like
not really
Wetzel's
mall.
Wetzel's pretzels would you put in there?
I think Auntie Anne's maybe. And like a Sbarro, I think.
I would put like one of those fancy, like a fancy coffee place, but not Starbucks, like a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. Or like when I was younger in our mall, we had a place where you could get this like frap that had like mint chocolate in it. Like one of those places, like too fancy. What about like a Claire's? Would you want like a Claire's or something?
No,
sort of
you know
like,
what I would want? But I would, the thing about the mall was it would have to be perpetually 1998 in the mall. So I would want a sharper image in there as well.
What do you think? What do you think Barbara's mall is like?
I want a Brookstone so I could like sit in the massage chair and they're like, sir, you're going to have to. And I'm like, this is my mall. Like, shut up. Don't kick me out of the Brookstone.
Oh my God. The Brookstone would be incredible in there. It would only have electronics.
Oh my God. I'd want a Spencer's.
With a sexy area
where they're like, you have to be 18. And I'm like, oops. And then I sneak in and I'm 16. And they're like, get out of there.
Okay. This like fantasy went
and
to
I'd
a
want. Ooh, a Suncoast. Did you have Suncoast in the Northeast?
No, what is that?
Suncoast is like Sam Goody. It was like your one-stop shop for
you
like
want a
movies
CD
and
store?
CDs and records and then memorabilia.
I would love a Borders store in there. Like a Borders or a Barnes & Noble in my mall. Yeah, Borders.
A big Borders. I always preferred Borders.
A big Borders.
A big, big, big. Borders would be the anchor tenant of my mall.
Okay, okay. Be multiple floors. there'd be a Dunkin' Baskin Robbins combo in my mall.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about a Dunkin'.
A Dunkin' Baskin Robbins combo in my mall, you know? I would probably want a Claire's.
Would you want a clothing store or would it matter? I don't want a clothing store.
Either an Ann Taylor Loft or like because everything's always on sale, and an Eileen Fisher. So we have like kind of a nice range. But then also for like nostalgia reasons, I would want like a limited two.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't fit into any of the clothing anymore, but I like just want it there. It feels good, you know?
This is the iconic facade of like every Suncoast.
Let me see. Is that what you're texting me?
Yeah. God, the last ones were in, I guess maybe they were just Texas.
Oh, those are, this is nice.
That's really cool. I love
Suncoast. Oh, and you know what we would have in our, like, I would have like a movie theater in my mall. Like, it'd be like one of those like shitty mall movie theaters. I'd have like, you know, I'd have one of those bars where they yell at you, you know, like a mean bar that only is in a mall.
Dicks, like dicks.
Like dicks. Or like a Hooters. Ooh, like a wing joint. Not a Hooters, but like a wing joint in my mall. This is a terrible ball.
No, I love this. I'm thinking about other things I want in my mall. Did I ever tell you about my friend, when my friend Maria got her entire Sephora order stolen at an Auntie Anne's?
Wait, where did she put it?
Oh my God. So I was at the mall. Shout out Barton Creek Mall in Austin. And I was in college. And we were like going out. And we were like going to 6th Street or something. And Maria was like, I need new makeup, like from Sephora. And so I went with her to the mall because like we still went. It was like still sort of the last gasp of malls. This is probably 2007, 2008.
Last gasp.
And we're like, malls are like still a thing, but they're like, you know.
I ended my relationship with malls early because I moved to New York. So it was I went to malls in high school. And then in college, I never went to malls.
Love going to the mall in college. Love it.
Yeah. And no, so I know. I kind of wish that we did get to go to the mall.
Yeah. So we drive to the mall, and then I did my own thing. Like, Maria goes into Sephora, we meet up, and she like bottled this stuff, and she was like, I like spent too much. Like, you know, like a little bag of Sephora can end up being expensive.
Don't I know?
So we're about to leave, and then we pass the Auntie Anne's, and we were like, can't pass an Auntie Anne's without stopping. Like that, we always joke. So we stop at the Auntie Anne's, we order the Auntie Anne's, and there's this there's no one in this mall. Okay, so Maria puts her Sephora bag on the counter, and then pays for the food. She gets her pretzel. We leave with our pretzels. And then we get out the door and she realizes she left her Sephora bag at the Auntie Anne's. But she took her pretzel. And so we go back to the Auntie Anne's. And Maria's like, hi, I just left my... I mean, it was 45 seconds, maybe a minute. And we go back and she's like, hi, I just left my Sephora bag. And the cashier was like, I didn't see it. And Maria's like, no one else is in here. There hasn't been anyone come since we left.
The cashier took it?
And the cashier was like, no, like... I didn't see it.
The woman took her Sephora bag.
Oh, absolutely.
This is like when your friend left her MacBook Air in a toilet.
In a Starbucks toilet.
That is insane. Her brand new MacBook in a Starbucks toilet.
Her brand new MacBook left in the Starbucks toilet.
I left my MacBook on an Amtrak this weekend. Like, truly one of my dumbest moves is just leaving the computer right on the Amtrak that went all the way to Boston. I got off, you know, before Boston.
Did it end up in Canada?
No, it ended up in Boston, like at South Station, because I got off at like Route 128, So it ends up in Boston, and I don't realize until like, you know, a few hours later, and I call, and luckily I got it back. And I think the reason why I got it back was because, for a few reasons, I think it's a giving time. People were more likely to give.
Yeah, that's what I think the big thing is. You lost it on Thanksgiving.
But I also think it was, you know, this is my computer that has all my stuff on it. It was locked. You couldn't have gotten into it unless you were me. Would have been hard to, like, sell it, whatever. But also I had, you know, I told you I had the meme on my desktop that said, the fact that I'm a dumb bitch is well known and well noted. So I think people if you opened my computer and you saw the fact that I'm a dumb bitch is well known and well noted, I think
they
would have
been
like,
I'm going to give this person a pass.
I feel bad for this dumb bitch.
I feel really bad for this dumb bitch. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
No, it was
back.
Incredible. Like Amtrak forever.
Also, like, Amtrak is just like, even though Amtrak is like a mess in its own way, like, it's a little more formal. Like, you've got like conductors going back and forth. Like, if this had been a Metro North, like, it would have been like, bye bye. You're never seeing the computer again. But
it was incredible. Like, the whole process was incredible. I marked it lost. I marked it stolen. I told them about it. The next day, they had it to me. It was
great.
Honestly, amazing. It's like you pay more for Amtrak, but you get like this type of. Don't leave your computer on a train, but if you did, you know, you're more likely to find it.
I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on a desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option. And you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Wheatley listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
Hey, Who Wheatley. With Thanksgiving coming up, I was just thinking and wondering about who might be performing in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year. Looked up the lineup and noticed a lot of names I haven't heard about recently, such as the Black Eyed Peas, Natasha Bedingfield, and TLC will all be performing. I was just wondering if it is a Whoey thing to perform at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and who might be the who's and them's of the performers and or balloons. Crunch, crunch. Love you guys. Women do belong in Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade balloons.
Okay, I have.
Women do belong in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Well, they might not belong because the balloons are going to be grounded this year because of the wind, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They're predicting. But here's why I think being in this parade is hooey. One, most people watch it with the sound on mute. Let's be real. Have you ever, have you ever,
you put it on the background while your family's getting the dinner ready.
Muted, literally muted. Like, so anyone who's performing, you know, you're not really going to hear their talents. Yeah. And the other thing is they almost 100% lip sync this because they have to.
Oh, so, you have to because of the wind and because it's so cold. It's like you can't sing on those things.
Like, remember when Rita lip synced?
No, I was there. I was there.
I cannot believe that you went to the Macy's Thanksgiving.
I had to go.
I think that's really bad. That's really like, out of all the New York things that you can do, it's like SNL, you know, top of the Empire State Building. You did the worst one.
I know it was the worst.
And
that was the first time I did it, I was like, I'm never doing this again in my entire life. And then I had to do it. So whoops.
The best part is, let me read you. This is like, I found the list of performers. I mean, this is, has there ever been like a worse dinner party than the names I'm about to read to you? Ready? Natasha Bedingfield, The Black Eyed Peas. This is also in alphabetical order, which is iconic. Chicago, Sierra, Josh De La Cruz, Celine Dion, Jimmy Fallon and the Roots, Debbie Gibson, former NASA astronauts Kay Heyer and Janet Cavandi, Chris Jansen, Idina Menzel, Leah Michelle, Miss America 2019 Nia Franklin, NHL legends Dominic Moore and Eddie Olsik. The cast of The Muppets of Sesame Street, NCT 127, Ozuna, Billy Porter, Kelly Rowland, That Girl Lele, TLC, Tennille Towns, and Chris Young. And of course, the hooiest of them all, Santa Claus.
So I separated these into thems and whos. These are the thems that I did. If you scroll down.
Oh, you did. Oh, my God. Oh,
so
you
my
did.
Thems, Black Eyed Peas, Chicago, Celine Dion, Jimmy Fallon on the Roots, the cast and Muppets of Sesame Street. Billy Porter, who we recently graduated. Kelly Rowland, gave her a break. TLC. Ozuna, whom I've never heard of, but then I looked him up and he's like a huge draw.
Huge.
Santa Claus. The Who's. The Who's. Now let's debate over these, because I feel like a lot of these are people on the line. Natasha Bedingfield, I would almost...
Who? 100%.
100% you think? Okay, good.
100%.
I feel like I'd be willing to listen to an argument, but I also don't really care.
No, you shouldn't be willing. It's no. It's
Sierra, I think it's well established that her behavior will keep her firmly in Who territory until the day she dies, probably.
I know. And it's so true, because she maybe could have that name recognition, but she just hosted the... Did you see her hosting the AMAs? That was a mess. I was like, this is insane. It was a mess. A huge
I completely
mess.
Forgot she hosted them, and I didn't watch one second of the AMAs.
It was
not
wild.
One second of the AMAs.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, brag. Okay, fine.
Not I one did. Second of the AMAs.
Okay, I watched it. Fine. Okay, fine. Okay.
Josh De La Cruz, child. He's the new Blue's Clues kid.
Oh, who cares?
But he's a child. Debbie Gibson, I feel like Debbie Gibson would come to the opening of a what? What's the joke? An envelope. That's the joke?
She'd come to the opening of your mall's Wetzel's Pretzels, I'll tell you that.
God, Great American Cookie Company. Now I just want one of those cakes.
But I feel like 80s kids might be like, Debbie Gibson, bah! But it's like, come on. Like, we gotta, one-hit wonders, we gotta, like, start weaning them out of the Who category, the Them category.
Just because she had that one song doesn't mean she's a Them forever. No, she
behaves... Well, her name is kind of connected to, like, 80s pop music, but not, like, George Michael or anything. Okay, let's keep going.
I feel like she's too accessible to be... Like, there's no mystery there. There's no mystique with Debbie Gibson.
Sure, sure. Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. Uh-huh. Former NASA astronauts Kay Hire and Janet Cavandi. No offense, ladies, but you're Who's. Chris Jansen is a country guy. I feel like maybe he's a
what
country them.
Tenille, but... What about Tenille Townes?
We're not there yet. Idina Menzel, here's my question. I think she's a Who, right?
I kind of think she's them.
She's Adele Dazeem. She's famously Adele Dazeem.
No, but I think that has helped her. I think a lot of things have helped her. I think she's them-y. I think she's a them. Okay. I'm going to argue. Them.
Okay, let's make her a them. Let's make her a them.
Okay.
Move her up. Lea Michele, though, keeping it right down here. she's going to sing like... I hope she's in a snow globe. I hope she's in one of those snow globes. You think she'll be in a snow globe?
She's going to sing Christmas in New York, and it's going to be it's going to be like a taxi. Like, and she's going to be on top of a taxi cab.
But I feel like they're going to reuse some of the things that they rented for the horrible Christmas in New York video. One of those snow globes. I think they're like, we already own the snow globe.
I got to say, I cannot wait to see what she does. That is the weirdest thing I've ever said, but I cannot wait to see what she does.
Oh God, that song is so bad. She called it the best song she's ever written.
It's
some
not,
hooligan tweeted
mean?
At us the interview where she's like, it's the best song I've ever written. Christmas in New York. The worst song of all time. Okay. Miss America 2019, Nia Franklin. Sorry, if you're a Miss America, you're a Who, unless you are like fucking Vanessa Williams. Sorry. That's it. But she is iconic because this 2019 is the first year all three major American pageants were won by African-American women per Wikipedia. Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America.
Wow. That's cool.
Also quoting this, during her freshman year at East Carolina University, Franklin's father was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Years later, her father relapsed twice, required a stem cell transplant. Guess who helped him? Fucking Nia Franklin was found to be matched, donated her stem cells. Her father's in remission. She saved
she's
a life.
A good
okay.
person.
Icon Who.
Oh, wow.
NHL
That's
legends Dominic Moore and Eddie Olczyk. I was trying to find something interesting about these two hockey players, and then I was like, there's nothing interesting.
If they're calling them NHL legends, like in their title, I'm not buying
no.
that. I'm sorry.
NCT 127, the K-pop boy band group. NCT stands for Neo Culture Technology. Love that.
This is a pretty big K-pop band, though. Like, they're pretty big.
No, they're big.
I think it's so
okay.
cool.
Okay, That Girl Lele, who I'd never heard of.
Who is That Girl
Obsessed
Lele?
With That Girl Lele. That Girl Lele is a child rapper on YouTube. Like, she's a child YouTube rapper.
Yeah.
She's signed to a record label called Empire.
Yeah.
So Empire is a record label they've represented. It looks like Robin Thicke. I'm looking for Snoop Dogg, Slim Thug. I'm looking for like famous names. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar. Unclear. Anderson .Paak. Unclear whether or not they still represent these people, but they have represented these people in the past. So it's sort of a big deal. She's their youngest person. So I was like, I need to hear
yeah.
a That Girl Lele song.
Yeah.
Click that.
Okay, wait. I like ketchup on my fries. What? This is amazing.
The first lyric of her most recent smash is I like ketchup on my fries.
Is that Terrio? That's Lil Terrio!
It's Lil Terrio, yeah, yeah.
Okay, first of all, I gotta say, I'm so happy that Terrio is like staying busy. I was worried about him.
She also has a lot of songs and they all get a lot of listens. It's just like it's kids bop rap, but it's original, so it's good. Next up, oh, she also has a lip gloss empire, growing lip gloss empire, and the lip gloss looks like little microphones. That's the shtick.
No, I love her.
Okie dokie, yeah.
But
like
that's the
kids.
Thing. It's like Lil Lele. That girl Lele is like peak Thanksgiving Day Parade content. Like this is the type of perfect. And I think Lea Michele is perfect Thanksgiving Day Parade content too. I'm not trying to even
honestly,
be like,
yeah.
Like I think it's the list of things that they have here. I say some of these lean more into perfect and some don't, but. That girl Lele, Lea Michele, I would say Debbie Gibson is honestly perfect.
Black Eyed Peas,
Black
perfect,
Eyed
and
Peas.
So
Celine
are Jimmy
Dion
Fallon
is perfect. Sesame Street Muppets, perfect. Billy Porter, perfect. You know,
Santa Claus, pretty good.
Okay, keep going.
The
keep
astronauts, going. What are they doing there?
They're just not in
Debbie
space.
Gibson, go home. A few more left. Tennille Towns. She's trying to go by Tennille, and it's like, no, unless you cannot be a mononymous Tennille unless you are with the captain.
She's
so
like
sorry, Tennille, you are Tennille Towns.
Capital N, but not really of them, even in country music, right?
Yeah. Chris Who Young, another country person.
Is he a them?
I see, it's really hard for me to tell whenever it's like a niche music
yeah,
genre.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, but he won Nashville Star like over 10 years ago, but
yeah.
His personal life is just like particularly bleak to me because it's just two sort of freak injuries. One of them is he had to cancel a festival appearance because he cut his hand with a kitchen knife and his tendons were disconnected. Okay. And another one, he got septic shock syndrome from a little cut on his leg that got infected. And
all
he
right.
had to miss another thing.
This guy has
And I was
bad
like, God,
luck.
It's so bleak whenever you're... Imagine my personal life would be like, a lamp fell on his foot once and he had to get stitches. He also cracked his tooth open in March of 2019. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah,
he was in a minor car accident in 2009.
If somebody was
that
in
forced him to reevaluate his entire life. Okay.
Okay. But if somebody was like interviewing you about your life and like important moments, you would say those three things and they would write them. And then that would be like what was in your Wikipedia.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's be
okay,
real.
What is this? Okay. I think we're done with Macy's Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not going to watch any second of this. I actually already have tickets to see Knives Out on Thanksgiving morning. Isn't
well,
that
Well, must be nice to be you. Some of us are with our families and it will be on mute in the background. Okay.
I'm seeing at the Draft House at 9:30.
That's
Isn't that
amazing. A.M.?
Yeah. They have like coffee there and stuff.
Incredible. Maybe. No, I love that for you.
Please tell me who Lauren Daigle is. I don't know her and I'm seeing her everywhere and I don't understand. Please help.
Christian Singer. That's it.
So I've
She's
seen
Christian
her.
Singer.
I've seen her everywhere too and I honestly just assumed she was a
Where
country
is everywhere?
Because
I've never seen her.
Well, just like her name pops up, but she's nominated for a lot of awards. And you're always like, oh, who was that? I have no idea. Like she's in a list of performers or she's in a list of whatever. And I always just thought she was a country singer because that's always what I assume the person does when I'm not quite sure who they are, you know? And it's a name like Lauren Daigle, you know? That looks like Jesse James Decker to me. Like that could be it. That
yeah,
could be
does.
Any one of those names.
I like that her aesthetic is like Christian Steven Tyler.
Well, she's a Christian
Look at her. She's
singer,
literally
but,
she's
but
Christian
her,
Steven Tyler.
But her style is like a little bit like bohemian and like a little different. She's a little different. Mm-hmm. She's no.
Well, you have to set yourself apart.
What's that Christian singer? That child Christian singer who's British and everyone loved, and then she had
Charlotte Church.
Yeah, she's no Charlotte Church. You know,
Christianity's hot now, or like being religious is hot now for the young group, little young crew.
I mean,
Bieber,
you've got
Selena
your,
Gomez, these
right.
openly Christian yeah. pop stars, Kanye West.
Sure.
Christianity
Kanye West
is
literally
quote unquote
making,
cool, I guess.
Well, I mean, he's literally making Christian music now. He's literally making a Christian opera now. But did you see that Brad Pitt and Alia Shawkat were spotted at his opera together? Like Kanye West's opera that he did?
God, everyone, like every single person involved in that sentence needs to stop.
Just friends. They're just friends. Okay.
Doesn't matter if they're just friends.
She won Grammys. She's won the Grammys 2019 Grammy Awards. Isn't that this year? Last year then.
Mm-hmm.
This year. Earlier this year. She won Grammys for Best Contemporary Christian Music Album and Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance / Song. That's cool.
She's number one on the Billboard charts, the Christian Airplay starts, but still number one.
Sure.
Someone's got to be. Say about most
someone's
got to
be
Top
number
an A chart.
Somebody's got to be number one on the iTunes entertainment news charts, and it's us.
Hello. Hello.
So, you know, sometimes you just get to number one on the charts. It's a little bit of a niche chart.
My favorite thing about her, I texted you earlier. So, Lindsay was putting in some research, and it was like, she was on American Idol, but she didn't win. So it was like, she's had a series of like near big breaks, which is, you know, sort of kill as old as time for a pop star.
The second break is hilarious, though. The second near break.
The second near break involves Miley Cyrus and Tish Cyrus, and it says, before her family left L.A., Lauren and her... Lindsay called this another fail. Before her family left L.A., Lauren and her mom stopped at a nail salon and sat next to Miley Cyrus. After hearing Lauren's speaking voice, Miley was interested in hearing her singing voice. She introduced Lauren to her manager, Tish Cyrus, Miley's mom, who asked Lauren to meet her in Florida and bring a demo. And you're like, oh my God, it's her big break. And
then
says,
from
but it didn't work out, so she moved to Baton Rouge. Yeah.
Wait, can you
this
play
is actually how she got her break.
A clip of her speaking voice
yeah, put
here?
It, I'll put a speaking voice here.
I've learned that rest is one of the most valuable commodities in this industry, but also just as a whole, like for humanity. Rest is so important.
Okay, and also her singing voice. Can you play that?
Singing voice is here. So if you want to know how she actually got a break, that's why Lindsay was like, is this boring? And I was like, it's boring until you find out how she actually got her big break. Okay. What did I quote this from? Oh, I think I quoted this from her website about page, which has since been scrubbed, and I had to get it on about on archive.org. Okay. She led.
Wait, what?
She why? Deleted her old website. She deleted her old website.
So what's so her website her current... now?
It's I don't know, but it doesn't have this paragraph on
okay,
it.
Okay.
She led worship at her church, became an American Idol contender, and sang on an EP a local band was recording. It was that gig that led to an invitation from Centricity Music to attend a retreat in Washington State. Okay. When the lead singer of the band had an emergency appendectomy, Daigle stepped in and immediately impressed label execs that encouraged her to come to Nashville.
Wow.
Nashville. The only reason she got a record deal and became a big contemporary Christian star is because someone got appendicitis.
Does that scare you a little?
No.
Oh, okay.
Appendicitis is the new nepotism, honestly.
Next time somebody I feel has not deserved where they got to, I'll be like, who got appendicitis and made you famous? Okay,
that's good. We can move on to the Charlie Wolf. Okay, Charlie Wolf call.
Hi guys. So I just had to leave work to call you because I was having a who emergency, which is I just found out that Carly and Evan from The Bachelor have also named their child who was born like last week Charlie Wolf, just like Zooey Deschanel and Lauren Conrad. What's happening? Why is this happening to me and to all of us? Thanks. Me and Grease, bye.
I love when people leave their work to call us. It's like, are you hope you're not a doctor?
I was giving someone an emergency appendectomy, and then I realized this reminds me of something. So I left the patient on the table.
Can you imagine getting surgery
this
and
call.
Turning on the...
I'm losing my mind at this slug. I think we don't talk about slugs enough, but like some of the best comedy
What's
on the internet is the slug.
For the non-journalists out there.
A slug is like the tail end of a URL. Like if you're going to like cnn.com/worldnews/Trump-dog-gender-question. Okay, like that's the slug. And the slug on, speaking of, we're not going to talk about that dog. This slug is goodmorningamerica.com/culture/stories/stars-naming-sons-charlie-wolf.
But did you read the actual headline of the piece? Because it's just as good.
It is why stars are naming their son Charlie Wolf.
Okay, so the best
do they have an answer?
Yes, because they interviewed the CEO of Nameberry, like a naming.
What is Nameberry?
The CEO of Nameberry says, Charles is, of course, a classic, a kingly name, but Charlie has become particularly interesting because it's used nearly equally these days for boys and girls. Blah, 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 blah. And then she says, wolf, as in the animal, I think, the form that Deschanel and Conrad both use, she continued. Animal names in general are gaining fast and she just says that, like, the two different names are popular, so it makes sense that they would be together. Basically, it's She's a nonsense. Sort of... It's the most nonsense trend piece you'll ever read in your whole life.
Charles makes sense as a trend where it's like, okay, parents are becoming more conscious about like the concept of gender and like they want to be like gender neutral when it comes to names. Although like technically any name is gender neutral, like bitch, get over it. But but then it says wolf. Then it's like, so these are parents. Her explanation is basically tucking it up both sides of her mouth. So it's like,
yes, it's
these
not are parents
that want to be gender neutral. But then it's like, but then they also want to throw in wolf to like symbolize
there's
masculinity.
There's no explanation.
And it's like, okay, what?
There's no explanation. What's funny is that there's a trend article about it after three different famous, pseudo-famous women named their kid Charlie Wolf. But who was first? Zooey Deschanel was first.
Well, how dare you call Zooey Deschanel a pseudo-famous woman? Who else? So it's Zooey Deschanel did it first,
oh my
right?
God, I
Zooey Deschanel named her baby with her ex-husband, Charlie
Wolf. I just realized it goes from most famous to least famous in terms of order of naming.
Oh, so it's trickle-down namonomics.
It's trickle-down namonomics. It's trickle-down namonomics.
So we've gone from new girl to a hill star slash
reality star, yeah. Then to like reality star contestants that met on The Bachelor in Paradise.
Coming soon to your family, let me tell you. Pretty soon your cousin's daughter is going to name their kid Charlie Wolf.
There isn't much less famous than two people who met on Bachelor in Paradise, so it's going to go to the normals now. Zooey, Lauren Conrad, and then Evan and Carly.
This absolutely is coming soon to a Forever 21. Yeah.
The best part about this maybe too is that somebody, God, so rudely asked Zooey about Lauren doing the name, and she said, I don't think she knew it. Deschanel told Us Weekly on Wednesday, October 16th, we have a good mutual friend. And she was like, did you know that Lauren Conrad ... And I said, no, that's so funny. She's like, I don't think she knew it. I know exactly who the mutual friend is. It's that producer from The Hills that is friends with Zooey and is friends with Lauren Conrad from Laguna Beach. It's that girl, Sophia, who started Hello Giggles.
Sophia Rossi.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. That mutual friend loves the drama.
Yeah, she loves the drama.
Loves the drama.
She loves the drama. So she would say, did you know that? You know, like she would. But then the
doing
best
that
part
little
is,
like the little gif that they did on the Hello Giggles site where it's like,
they
had their like,
yeah.
Did Hello Giggles shut down?
No, it was bought by Time Magazine for $20 million, and then like integrated.
Yeah, but did it shut
Time
down after that?
I don't think it shut down. I think it just they get traffic off.
What
of
happens
it
if you go to HelloGiggles.com?
I think it's a thing within Time Magazine.
Oh, it looks like literally every other website.
Okay. What's also great is that it says the New Girl alum who recently partnered with Crocs then noted that Charlie Wolf is, quote, a really specific name.
God. Okay, moving on.
That's funny.
Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour's over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hi, Lindsay and Bobby. I'm thinking that maybe you need a Star Wars correspondent. You probably don't. That's probably the last thing you want. But I think it's important because entered them as quickly as Baby Yoda. Because I don't think it's, like, you can't deny that Baby Yoda is not a them. Like, you see it everywhere, even if you don't want to see Star Wars, you know? So let me know. Call me back if you think that you want to talk more Star Wars. Because I got a lot of
Baby Yoda, who are them? I think them. I think the caller is spot on. I think we rarely see someone ascend to them status this quickly. And I think the only reason it's not a flash in the pan is because it's Star Wars adjacent. Because it has this big property attached to it. Like, Baby Yoda isn't just going to go away. Like, Kombucha Girl is one thing. Like, everyone's joking. Like, when it's a meme, it's one thing. But this is specifically, like, a new character in the Star Wars canon that that everyone is loving.
I think
she's an icon. She's a legend. She is the moment.
No, I think here's the argument. Let's see. Here's the con. Baby Yoda is a who. Adult Yoda. Elderly Yoda. Is a them. Yoda, the character, is a them. Baby Yoda is a who. Mm-mm. This Mm-mm. spin-off character, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Baby Yoda. Mandalorian is not only available on Mm-mm. streaming, it's pay-gated. The general population does not have access to Baby Yoda.
The general population has Twitter and Facebook, and they're seeing Baby Yoda everywhere.
Yes, but they don't know who Baby Yoda, they don't know the context
know
of it. They're
Baby
like,
Yoda.
Oh, is that Baby Yoda? But they know Yoda, not Baby Yoda.
Now they know Baby Yoda.
So if you're counting Baby Yoda as Yoda itself, then sure. But separately, I will say no.
I mean, we don't know anything about Baby Yoda. We don't know Baby Yoda's name. We don't know Baby Yoda's gender. We don't know Baby Yoda's parents. We don't know anything about Baby Yoda.
When will Baby Yoda say...
We just know that Baby Yoda exists.
His seven words in The Mandalorian, just like Anna Paquin spoke in The Irishman. What are the words again? Hey, Josh,
Let me play Baby Yoda's... Baby Yoda's first words are going to be...
Why? Why? Why haven't you called Joe?
What would it be? Why call Joe you haven't? Why? Why? Why call Joe you haven't?
But do it as a baby.
Why? Why? Why call Joe you haven't?
Thank you.
That's going to be Baby Yoda's first lines.
That's
apparently
incredible.
Baby Yoda's old. Josh was trying to give me like, Josh is in the other room. He's going to like come in here if I start talking. But
he's
he was
old?
Like, Baby Yoda's actually 50. Baby Yoda's 50 years old because the Yoda's age really slowly.
No, 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 no. That Baby Yoda was in a baby carriage.
No, but he's literally like 50.
So
he's
has
50
he spoken?
Years old. They say it in the first episode, it's like the target is 50 years old and you don't expect it to be a baby, but it's a baby because Yoda's age slowly.
I get it. No, I understand the thing. I am not going to watch it, but I understand the thing. So, but it's still Baby Yoda to like the meme, like the population outside of people who've watched The Mandalorian and paid
attention.
Yeah,
it's all relative.
It's Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda compared to old ass Yoda. But no one knows when a Baby Yoda starts speaking. I'm guessing the season finale.
And then he'll say those first words. Why?
Why? Why? Call Joe you haven't. Whatever.
Honestly, your two best impressions have been Al Pacino and Baby Yoda to this day.
Baby Yoda as Anna Paquin in The Irishman.
40,000 episodes yet later, we've finally achieved your perfect impression.
But I do think Baby Yoda is, it's hard to talk about it in a way that doesn't sound completely ridiculous, but it's like, Baby Yoda is like one of the best things to happen to like culture in a long time.
No,
like,
you sound ridiculous.
Purest, happiest thing.
This is ridiculous.
I love
it's
Baby
ridiculous.
Yoda.
It's ridiculous. Okay. So,
and when you watch, you haven't watched The Mandalorian, and like, no. I couldn't give one half of one shit about what's going on in The Mandalorian, but I've watched every episode because every time Baby Yoda shows up on screen, it's like the cute, it's absolutely the cutest thing in the whole world.
I mean, you're watching The Mandalorian, I'm watching Morning Show. Who's to say what one person is doing is better than the other? Both of us are keeping up with popular culture.
Do not tell me Bradley Jackson is more of an icon than Baby Yoda.
No, I'm not going to tell you that. I really am not going to tell you.
I'm catching up with Bradley Jackson on The Morning Show. Meanwhile, I'm out here like tugging my heart, like loving every second of Baby Yoda, like high-fiving the Mandalorian. Do you know what a Mandalorian is? Mandalorian is a who. Baby Yoda is a them.
Who is Mandalorian?
Mandalorian is a type of, it's like a bounty hunter person.
Do you know what Mandalorian sounds like to me? It sounds like a girl who's getting bar mitzvah name. It sounds like a girl who's getting bat mitzvah's name. A Mandalorian.
God.
Like happy birthday, a Mandalorian.
They're like army people. But most of the Mandalorians are bounty hunters.
Does that not
you know
sound
Boba
like
Fett? Boba Fett's a character
does that
you
not
name.
Sound like a you know Mandalorian to you?
A Mandalorian.
Like a Mandalorian Rosenbaum is like getting bat mitzvah today. Congratulations.
Amanda Lauren Rosenbaum.
The Amanda Lauren.
Amanda Lauren Rosenfeld.
The Amanda Lauren. Okay.
Do you want to know something funny?
No. Yes.
Everyone,
yes.
Everyone, listen.
Yeah.
Today is November 29th. There is a new episode of The Mandalorian that just premiered on Disney Plus. Do you know who directed it?
Who?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, no.
Bryce Dallas Howard directed episode 4 of The Mandalorian, which premiered today on Disney Plus. Again, this is not an ad. We're not doing ads for Netflix or Disney Plus, but if Disney Plus wants to throw us some ad dollars for Baby Yoda, I will take them.
Honestly, do you know what I just heard rustling through the trees? What I just heard?
Baby Yoda?
Nepotism.
Okay, how do you know that Ron Howard didn't just have an emergency appendectomy and then they were like, send Bryce?
No, you're so right. It's what happened.
Send Bryce.
You're so right. That's what happened. Emergency appendectomy is the new nepotism.
Well, my dad was scheduled to direct episode 4 of The Mandalorian, but appendicitis runs in the family. We've all got weird issues. I had to step in. I knew I had to do something.
Okay, that's honestly, that's like incredible for her. Wow. One step for Bryce Dallas Howard, giant leap for women actresses with three names in
Hollywood. I'm really worried. Are you going to make this?
What?
Oh, that works. You did okay there.
I don't know who Shay Mitchell is, and at this point, I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Good luck to you for finding out. One of these days you're going to figure it out. But I'm sorry, we're out of time. So thank you for listening to Who's There, our weekly call-in show. Hope you had a really great Thanksgiving. Hope you have a good just weekend. It's almost December. Rabbit in 2 days.
You can't rabbit in 2 days.
Thank you for listening. We will see you on Tuesday with another episode. Travel safely if you're traveling. Women don't belong in balloons. Women
don't belong in the Macy's Day Parade. On the train. Make sure you keep track of your laptop. Learn from me.
Learn from Lindsay. Bye. Bye.
Hey. I want to be famous.
Hi, Who Weekly. So I was just going through the Refinery 29 Snapchat story, and I saw that Sarah Paulson is a lesbian. I said that really weird. She's a lesbian? Oh my God. I had no idea. Like, I had no idea she was a queer icon. She's also married to someone named Holland. I already forgot her name. Holland something. And they have a 36-year age gap. Who is this Holland something? Is she relevant? Also, Sarah Paulson, who are them? Ugh. Crunch, crunch.
Wait, there are fish that eat plastic? Can you talk more about that?